I love that I was planning on coming on the air this morning and trying to convince you to come to my birthday party tonight. Come on, just come. Then I sound like one of your buddies that leaves a message on your phone when it's their birthday. 206-421-1077. Yes, the birthday party is tonight, okay? It's at the Baltic Room, and here's some incentives for coming, okay? A, no cover. What St. Paddy's Day party are you thinking of going to that doesn't have a cover? Not to mention the fact that I'm going to hook you up with Coachella passes. I've also got tickets for you to go to, let's see, it was Coachella. It was also Muse. Yes, Musers, I'm hooking you up today. And we have a flyaway trip for two to Vegas to see the Dead Weather, huh? Huh? What St. Paddy's Day party is bringing you that? You're also going to get hooked up with Coachella passes in the 9 o'clock hour. And the Rogers High School Man Chorus is coming in today. Happy St. Paddy's Day. It's MGMT on the end. Still warms my heart. Hey, I kind of want to change things for St. Paddy's Day, and I need your help. And you know how they say pinch someone when you see that they're not wearing green? Let's change that up a little bit, because I just think pinching is so boring. Instead, if you see a stranger or somebody in your office that's unsuspecting and not wearing green as they should be, let's go with the goose just right up there. No? All right. Let's rise against on the end.
It kills me not to know this, but I've all
1077theend.com. On red lines.
Leave it to a charity event for things to get heated. Really heated. Details next on the end.
Get a step ahead of the competition.
Don't forget your PJs. Tennis star Andre Agassi is super sorry after a charity match to benefit Haiti turned ugly between him and his longtime rival Pete Sampras. It was all good fun when Sampras made fun of Agassi's pigeon-toed walk. So then Agassi took a dig at Sampras and his stingy ref. Apparently back in the day, Pete left a $5 tip on a $500 bill. Yeah. Pete's still a little touchy about that, so he decided to take a real shot at Andre, targeting him with a high hard serve. And that's when things got weird. Aw, poor baby Pete. You should be less worried about Andre, more worried about the waiter that's going to garnish your next dinner with dandruff for being such a cheap ass. Oh, it'll happen. Courtney Love has taken to her Facebook to apologize to the mighty ego, Billy Corgan. Billy co-wrote some of the songs on her new album, Nobody's Daughter, and has threatened her if she releases them because she doesn't have his permission. When I talked to Courtney, she blew it off. Check out the interview and her apology on my blog at 1077theend.com. And the U.S. and Israel aren't getting along, and naturally Sarah Palin is trying to get in the middle of it. It all started with a housing unit in East Jerusalem, which Palestinians consider to be their capital. So they say, look, we're not talking peace until this housing plan is next. Sarah says the strain is only helping Iran, and quote, Israel is our friend, not our enemy, pal. Look, I know one of those wacky Jews. I don't care about their horns. I love their bagels. Those are your red lines on the end.
1077theend.com.
Brought to you by PCC Natural Markets.
Like all suicides, and particularly Cobain suicides, I've found from doing the genealogy that there's been 8 of them since 1892 in Grace Harbor. 8 suicides with the last name Cobain.
Pretty heavy stuff from Courtney Love. Also, some really funny stuff. When you get a chance, check out the interview. It is on my blog at 1077theend.com. It's Nirvana, Lake of Fire on the End. Seriously, when are you going to start drinking today?
Well, I get off probably around like noon, so I'm taking around like noon 30.
You're like, we got off at noon, so I think good chance by 12:05 I'll have a beer in hand. So that's good.
Pretty much.
Well, if you need a place to stumble to, come by the Baltic Room. Doors open at 5. That's when we'll be partying. And happy St. Patty's Day.
Yeah, you too. Happy St. Patty's.
Later.